So you should feel confident that that signal, that that lighthouse, right, in the storms and difficulties of dunya that's calling you to worship, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wonderful, beautiful way of reminding you that you are worthy. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah has not abandoned you, nor does Allah hate you. So take advantage of that opportunity. Don't shy away from it. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. The Quran says, race to Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what? بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَارِ. Compete to do good. So don't allow a bad past to keep you from a good future. Don't allow a dark history to keep you from an illuminated present. Push in and be more confident in Allah than you are insecure of yourself. And understand that Allah loves you more than you love yourself. The third component sometimes that people struggle with prayer, and I did mention it, I know I experienced this as a new Muslim, is they don't know how to pray. And this falls under two camps. Number one are people who become Muslim. I know, you know, for the first year or so, when I was praying, I would like look at people next to me. That's actually how I learned how to pray. Like I would look at people.